Tonight I'd like to express my gratitude for our textbook and for all the answers that it gives to every problem that we can face. On page 468, we learn about the scientific statement of being. I cannot thank Mrs. Eddy enough and truly for how God led her to write this, because it seems to answer everything. It says that there is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is the image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. This has been a great help. I often go back to it because it seems to be the answer for everything. In this do we find that we are truly spiritual individualities, and that in this we have everything that we need. There's a beautiful article by Mrs. Eddy on the carousel, Possession. It tells us to possess this kingdom that Jesus said is within all of us. And I think if we can use it in many ways when the sense of lack comes or the sense of fear. We can ask ourselves, am I really taking possession of what God has given me? This kingdom, what does it mean? It helps me a great deal to know that it is what gives us that power, that conviction, the faith that is our staff to lean on. I'm so grateful for what Mrs. Eddy has left and what she went through to give it to all mankind. I'm grateful that in this church, God is leading us to do our best to share this great gift to all mankind, and particularly now then, when we know this is needed most. Grateful to be here. Thank you for the beautiful readings, and thank you for this whole service and everybody's testimony.